بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا Allah Tabarakala has made the nature of this world similar to a mirror. The mirror of this world is made to reflect the apparent, what is known as Zahir. So for everything there is a Zahir and apparent, there is something called Batin. Batin we will say hidden, we will say the inner picture. We will look at a mirror and we will see our outside face. So the mirror will be able to show us our outside faults on the outside, and because of which the effort of the whole world will be on the outside. Because that is what the eye of this world has been allowed to see. The senses which are known as al-hawas, if they are salim, if they are intact, it will smell. But it will smell that which is apparent. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a man backbites, then there is a certain smell that comes out of his mouth. It goes very far. But everyone around doesn't smell it. Angels pick it up. Which means there's a smell coming out which the senses of the normal body can't pick up. That very person who backbites, he might put on a certain spray. So the apparent smell of his is very wonderful. But there's another smell which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about, which is already in the world. It is just that the apparatus to pick it up, everyone hasn't got it. Angels pick it up. They move away from the person. They pick it up. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at two sahaba radiallahu anhum and he said, repeat. He said, complete this fast that you are keeping and keep a qada of it. He said, as for your salah, your wudu, go make it again. Go make your wudu again. Repeat your salah again. He said, as for this fast, complete the fast and keep qada for it. Then they looked and they asked, why? He said, you have backbited about your brother. Now there was something that was in that air that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up. And it became so foul, that smell, that stench, that one is your fast got spoilt. One is it even spoilt your ibadah that happened just before it. Go and do it again. Everything is wiped. This world has an apparent which the eye can pick up, because of which if there's a small speck of dust, dirt on any part of the body, the eye will pick it up, the ear. Someone will say, I'm very, very sensitive. I can smell. I can pick up that smell. It puts me off. But it can only go as to a certain extent which is known as Zahir. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They understand what is apparent of this world, but regards the year after, they are completely oblivious. Then there is a batin. In the city of Medina Munawwara, Allah Tabarakala has made the batin, and when you will go to Makkah Mukarrama, you will find it even more. That the batin, which is hidden, which the senses cannot pick up, but it is so, so strong. It is so strong that a person does not pick it up with his outside senses, but something within his heart says to him, I can feel something here. This is what Medina Munawwara is. You will enter into certain places in Medina Munawwara where you will know this is something. But what it is, the senses, the eye cannot pick it up. A very great scholar of Islam, Shah Waliullah Rahimullah, he gave an example to explain the secrets behind this. It is difficult to explain. It's an example only. The reality is even beyond this. They give it the name Alam of Mithals. That this world, to explain it in an easy example, is, as I told you, we're looking in a mirror, and what we are seeing, we're seeing myself. But remember, if within me there are qualities of animals, And I had that mirror which allowed me to see my inside. Then when looking at the mirror, I would perhaps become scared and say, I'll never look again. I might see a wolf. I might see a fox. I might see a snake. I might put halal wealth in front of the mirror and I might see something beautiful. I might put haram wealth in front of that mirror and I might see the fire of Jahannam. I might see a scorpion. Everything has a picture, but the mirror of this world can't pick it up. The eye can't pick it up. For which reason, what is mentioned will happen in the grave on the day of Qiyamah and in Jannah, Jahannam. Where one, Allah Ta'ala describes this is the pay for what you have done. Many a time it's described as this is what you did. This is what you did means exactly your action has now shown a reflection. So to put it in the city of Medina Munawwara, you will enter into many places which have been called by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Jannah. And you will feel it. You will enter into the place which he said between my minbar and my house is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. You will not see any grass there. They put the color of the carpet green, but even if it was not green, when there was no carpet, when it was sand, pebbles, stones, when it was muddy, there was no roof. At that time, it was a garden from the gardens of Jannah. Whoever entered and he had that heart, he would really say, this is what I'm looking for. But you will not see the garden with the eye of this worldly face. The heart, it's so strong, the heart will tell you, this is the garden. For which reason people would push and fight, I need a place in this. And one dua when entering is, oh Allah, you promise whoever enters into Jannah, you will not take him out. I have now stepped into the place. When the eye closes, when death will come, that world which is called now the reflections will open up. In the world of reflections, true reflections, you will see this place. On which that person had the chance to sit. This is called the world of Amal, that is called the world of Jaza. Meaning in that world, you're not going to now walk into paradise. You're going to see the reflection of what you already did. So the one who walked into Jannah in this world, he will find himself walking into Jannah in that world. That why when that man makes that one step just into this place known as Rauza, a garden from the gardens of Jannah, that one step, if it is made with sincerity, it is worth all the money spent for the entire journey. Because it's a step, his first step into paradise. A day will come where if that man has to find Almighty Allah with his actions, he will find that he is already into Jannah. He stepped in. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my minbar is on my pond. But the pond is in Jannah. The house is in Jannah. The river. And the pond is on the plains of Hashar, Qiyamah. It is filled with waters which once you drink one time, you'll never get thirsty. So who will not want to go to that water? And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nature is, even if an enemy comes, he cannot refuse. But on that day, it will not be a day of action. It will be a day of reflection. So the one who drank in this world will naturally be brought to that water to drink. And the one who in this world had that opportunity, but he was not interested. And in that world, even if he comes right in front of the water, he will not be allowed to drink. He won't have the reflection because the action never took place. So he was on his minbar and he would deliver a discourse. His discourse was words. But in that world, the reflection of that words would be water. It would be milk. It would be the best of drinks. It would be the removal of thirst. It would be the highest of enjoyments. In this world, it was a mere word. There were those of his companions who looked up and his every word they grabbed. They grabbed the biggest portion of this house. they drank directly from his hand, they will get it from his hand. And there were those who sat in front and they would say, now what he's saying? They were known as hypocrites. They sat in the same place, but their attitude was off. Because their attitude was off, they will not get that reflection. They had the water right in front, they never took it. Allah Ta'ala has given us the chance. You will hear, Uhud is at the mount of Jannah. It is at the door of Jannah. Uhud. You will look at Uhud and say, at the door of Jannah. But when you will get a time to look at Uhud and say, Uhud, I love you, then you will find this reflection in that world where Uhud will say, and I love you. And what is so stable will also be stable there. And if a man stands on Uhud, climbs on Uhud, then he knows I climbed on a mountain which will also be there. And he climbs with that love. In this journey, whatever you step on, and it has some relationship with Jannah, the qabr became Jannatul Baqi. It was a graveyard. It became the graveyard of Jannah. A graveyard of Jannah. That the man, as he enters, he says, oh Allah, you allowed me in this grave. If I can be buried in the grave, how lucky. But even just walking through it, everything here is attributed with Jannah. But when you look at it, you'll wonder like, where is the paradise? And when you will come to Makkah Mukarramah, and you will see the Kaaba, there even if you haven't got the ability to feel reflection, you'll feel it. You will just see it on the Kaaba and you will understand this is it. On the plains of Arafah, you will see that plain one day on the day of Qiyamah. The one who stood in the heat this world, he will see the reflection that he'll have no heat on the next world. On that day, Allah's beauty will be shown. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقْ. On the day when Allah will expose his beauty. وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ. And then the world will be told, now fall in sajda. In front of that beauty, who won't? وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, but people, they will be those who won't be able. وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ. In this world, they were told, fall in prostration. There was nothing wrong with their body, they never. Those who would make the sajda in this world, whether it's in your own masjid, your own house, whether it's on the plains of Arafat when it is hot. But when they will make that sajda, they will see the reflection on that day. On that day, their bodies naturally will fall in front of the beauty of Allah. So we are living at the moment in a city. In a city which it will one day show its reflection. When you're walking around the city to enjoy this, allow your heart to open its eye. And you will start seeing a different picture of Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarramah. You will see only beauty because you are now seeing its picture of Jannah. You will see only beauty, you will see only Jannah. If this heart is not allowed to speak, and there were those people who sat in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but because they were looking for an outside picture, their eye could only see an outside. They even saw faults in the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They found fault in his personal life. They mocked at his wives. They mocked at the people around him. They found fault in every action of his. And for that person whose heart was allowed to speak, he could be in a country far away. He could be in an era years away. He could come after 1,500 years and he will find there's nothing but beauty in my Nabi's body, in the family and in everything around him. How he saw only beauty, but one saw only dirt. Both were there. A person came into the city of Medina Munawwara, a villager. He took the bayat on Hijrah. That I will stay with the Nabi of Allah. That was the bayat in the initial time. Then the fever of Medina Munawwara grabbed him. Which means there will be some people who will find in Medina Munawwara their nature, temperament is not clicking. So instead of realizing that the problem is not Medina, the problem is me. There is some khabathat filth within me that needs to come out. It could be pride. So he came and immediately he said, I need to come out of Medina. Meaning there's no fault in me, the fault is in the city. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, stay here. His desire was make yourself, because if you leave Medina, you're still going with your hypocrisy. You're still going with your dirt. Where will you ever get clean? He came again and said, I want to break this bi'at. I need to leave. Said, no. He asked one more time and then he decided, I'm leaving without permission. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my city of Medina, it itself pushes out that which is dirty. He said, it keeps that which is pure. It was not a condition that you will get pushed out immediately. There will be times when the push will come. Some will remain for years. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Dajjal will come, and Medina Munawwara will shake, then those people who are still at that moment in Medina Munawwara, they had hidden the hypocrisy from all. But when that shake takes place and they think this is the end, it's coming down, there will be a group who will say, if I have to die, I'll die in Medina. I stayed here for death, and another group will run. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my city will finally push out that dirt. If a man's nature in Medina Munawwara, he's angry with the system, then he must not look at Medina Munawwara, because this is Jannah. It is as though he is arguing about Jannah. He must immediately look within himself and he says, I cannot be that villager who, instead of sorting himself out, felt the problem is in the city of peace. Allah Ta'ala allowed that our heart in the city will also be able to talk. Then you will only see purity in the city. You will see it on the ground. You will see it in the birds. You will see it in the people of Medina Munawwara. You will argue with none. You will fight with none. You will just say it is nothing but the city of peace. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.